The Swan Brothers, good morning. How you doing, Zach and Colton?
Morning. How's it going? What's going on?
Oh, I'm just, I'm just sitting here waiting for the big show Friday. As many people are, the whole Arkansas River Valley is excited to get a chance to see you guys perform. You did such a great job on The Voice.
Well, thanks, man. We cannot wait to be in Russellville, and it's August 30th, and we're gonna come rock it out for you guys, and say thank you the best way we know how to everybody that downloaded and voted for us, and we can't wait for that show, man. We're gonna come rock out that town. So
now, did you dream when you guys went tried out for The Voice, did you dream that it would get to this level?
Man, we didn't. We wanted to get on that show just so we could get some exposure and get more people out to our shows, you know. We had never thought we'd make it that far or have that much support behind us, man. But I tell you, we can't believe how, America has got behind us and supported us and downloaded our stuff and showed up to our shows, man. It's just overwhelming, and we couldn't be more grateful.
Well, how has it changed? I mean, I hear you guys had, about 1,200 likes on your Facebook fan page, and then that is now what? After The Voice,
I think it's like 70,000 now, something a little over 70,000. And we started a Twitter for The Voice too, and we had like 300 followers, and then it bumped up to like over 70,000 now. And so it's crazy, man. We've been blessed beyond measure when it comes to people getting behind us. So
a lot of people watch the show. And Team Blake, now I have to ask, we know how Blake is as an artist, and he knows the music business. How is Blake Shelton as a coach, as a teacher, and a mentor?
Man, Blake Shelton is like he's like another brother, you know, especially being an Okie. He acts like someone we'd hang out with back at home, you know, he's great. He's, you know, he taught us a lot about music, but he taught us a lot about other stuff, too, you know, about, you know, how to handle things and how to treat people, and I tell you, what you see is what you get with that guy, and he's just a really good guy. I mean, he's still very involved and calls and texts us all the time, even now. You know, the show's done, and he's filming the next season. You know, he still cares, and he turned out to be a pretty good friend through the whole deal, so I don't think we could have picked a better coach.
It seems like a real, real guy. And, you guys being Oklahomians, or Okies, I guess, you performed Okie from Muskogee, from Merle Haggard, on the show. And, that had to be pretty cool to be able to perform that song being actual Okies from Muskogee.
Yeah, we kind of joke around, man, that we were the only ones that's ever done George Jones or Merle Haggard on that show. But two, we always joke around saying there's probably never going to be anyone else that does Okie from Muskogee for the rest of Voice history. So it was fitting. We had to do it, man. We killed two birds with one stone. We did classic country, and we were actually from that town. So we were pretty pumped about doing that.
And there was a tribute song that you guys did, speaking of Oklahoma, you know, during the show, there was the horrible tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. You guys went and actually visited Moore, I understand. That just has to be heart-wrenching to see that kind of devastation in your home state up close and personal.
Yeah, and to be honest, we were seeing pictures, and before we got right in the midst of it, we were seeing pictures and seeing news clips, and you know, that didn't do it justice, though. You couldn't see how bad it was until we were in the middle of it. So it was just one of those things that it really, the reality sunk in when we were seeing, you know, when we actually could smell and feel the debris just blowing around us. It was terrible, terrible.
You guys sang Seven Bridges Road as a tribute to the Oklahoma tornado victims. That is also a song from some of your favorite artists of all time, the Eagles, so that had to be pretty cool too.
Oh yeah, man. Anytime we got a chance to do the Eagles, you know, that's our bread and butter. We love the harmonies and we love the style, and you know, those guys have been around for 40 years and still touring, and you know, it's for a reason, man. They got great songs and great artists, so anytime we get to do anything by them, it's a good time for us.
Is that, I guess that's some of the stuff you listened to growing up as kids?
Oh yeah, man. We were raised on Southern Gospel, and then somehow we got hooked on the Eagles. So, you know, I think that's how we get a little bit of our sound. It's a little bit of country and a little bit of 70s rock in it. So.
And for those that don't know, you guys started performing when you were just little kids with your parents in a Southern Gospel group, right?
Yep. We traveled around on a bus, and they took us from church to church, and they sang, and then we'd get up and do a couple of songs. And then shortly after that, we did this family show in a town called Wagner, Oklahoma, and we did everything from 50s music to Frank Sinatra. So we have a very wide background as far as music goes. And then when my parents hung up their hats on music, we decided we weren't going to stop, and we started writing. And I tell you, man, it's been a long, long ride, but we still got a long ways to go.
Now, which of you does the best Elvis and best Frank Sinatra impersonation?
Well, this is Zach, and I will say that I am definitely the best Elvis impersonator.
Can you give us an example, Zach?
That's not saying much. There's only two of us.
Oh, one out of two ain't bad, right?
Well, I got a few jumpsuits, got some wigs and sunglasses, so...
Sequins?
I'm pretty good at the Elvis stuff.
Well, Garrett, he has Elvis baby dolls, man. Elvis freak. Elvis freak. He's got little Elvis Ken dolls.
Now, you know, he's not the only one, so I can't give him too much of a hard time because Elvis, you know, the people that love Elvis in a big way, let me tell you.
We do love Elvis, man.
You know, you guys, you have had a lot of great things come from The Voice, a lot of amazing opportunities. You got to sing with Bob Seger. You got to sing with Blake Shelton. But, you know, we see all those things. What's been the toughest thing that you've had to deal with as far as the success from the show?
Man, to be honest, I don't know what people complain about. We are two happy guys, and we really have no complaints, man. We started out, we got on the show thinking, hey, let's just try to get a little more exposure so people come out to our shows, and you know, and we did, and we're playing bigger shows, we're playing more shows. This is what we want to do, and yeah, you know, you might get a little tired on the road, but who cares, man? You're doing what you love, and you're getting to meet all kinds of people all around the world. So we are two happy guys.
I was just going to say, we miss mom and dad a little bit, but, you know, other than that, we're good.
Well, we're happy that we have two happy swans coming to Russellville this Friday. I also want to ask you about the set list. What can we expect? Give us a sneak peek of what we can expect Friday night.
Well, you know, we thought about it, and we decided we're going to let our fans pick the set list, and so we got all kinds of tweets and messages, and we were asking, you know, what do you want to hear when we come to your town? And, you know, so, you know, our fans picked our set list for us, and, you know, they took time and downloaded, you know, all the songs we did on the show and just got behind us and spent their hard-earned money on that. So, you know, we're going to do some of the songs that they know us for, and then we'll fill in a few originals, and it's just going to be a good time, man. We can't wait to be in Russellville.
Well, again, it's Friday night, the Center for the Arts on Russellville High School's campus, and it starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. We'll tell people here in just a little while how they can get more tickets. We've been giving them away. We've had a great response from it. Zach, Colton, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are really busy right now after just finishing up The Voice, and thanks for taking time out to visit with us.
No, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Y'all be sure and listen to KCJC.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Your check is in the mail. Now, remind us again. We put your link of your website up on our Facebook page because you mentioned you guys tweet. Where can they find you on Twitter and all those other outlets on the internet?
If you want to find us on Twitter, it's at the Swan Brothers, and that's SWON. And then Facebook, just type in the Swan Brothers, and you can find us. And y'all be sure and tweet us, and just keep in touch with us. We love talking to everyone, and that's how we stay connected.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, again, thanks a lot, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, Jared, see you.
All right, Zach and Colton Swan, they sang this song on The Voice, and if it's guys like that that fill their shoes, we're in good shape. George Jones on River Country, KCJC.